got Patrick Kingsley on the line. He's just been at the Health Insurance Hospital in Cairo. It's about a mile from where the shootings happened, and many of those injured by the shootings were brought in. What was the scene like there, Patrick?
Well, obviously, it was pretty chaotic and tragic. After a bit of an argument, I was led up to the fifth floor to see some of the worst wounded. There were people with live ammunition wounds to their stomachs, heads, legs, and arms. Many of them haven't been treated for several hours. They have blood stained all over their clothes, and they're just on painkillers mostly, while the doctors try and get through those in the queue ahead of them. To a man, they all reported that they were at the Republican Guard headquarters, outside the headquarters where Morsi has been allegedly held since his disposal on Wednesday. They got up for dawn prayers. They were almost finished with dawn prayers when they heard some shouting. One man said he heard a soldier saying, "Don't shoot." That soldier seems to have been the first man to have been shot. Then there was tear gas. Then there was live fire fired in the air before finally shots fired directly into the crowd. One man said he was asleep. He woke up and he was hit. And then others reported running from the nearby Rabah Adawiya Mosque, where tens of thousands have been occupying the space in support of Morsi for about a fortnight. They came running. Some of them said they were shot en route to the site, not even at the site itself. And downstairs, there are people queuing up to give blood and people waiting for more wounded to be brought from the site.
And they're saying that the people shooting at them were security services, army, police, or all three, or...
People are saying everything. I mean, I wouldn't want to conclude anything from what they were saying, given the amount of chaos that must have been at the scene. Certainly when I've been down there, it's been the Republican Guard standing outside. But, you know, there were reports of snipers on roofs. I don't know how much credibility to give those reports, but at least three people mentioned the presence of snipers on the roof, and I don't know who those people would be.
And are doctors at the hospital giving an estimate for how many wounded or dead that they have treated?
On the floor I was at, there were 23 injured. Obviously, that's a tiny proportion of the amount of people that would have been injured and indeed killed. There are apparently about five hospitals that people have been taken to. There are so many people at each hospital that some people, as I mentioned, haven't even been treated yet. You know, I think 23... on one floor is just a pale portion of the total that we will see. I saw BBC figures of 34 already confirmed dead. I think that is more than the notorious Maspero massacre that the army committed a couple of years back.
Pro-Morsi supporters have been staging a sit-in outside the Republican Guard headquarters, is that right?
That's right. There are two main centres of pro-Morsi support in Cairo, and have been for the last few days. The main one is at the Rabah Adawiya Mosque, which is up the road from the Republican Guard headquarters. I've been there every day for about 10 days, and before, in fact, since the rhetoric is about Muslim, but it really is quite peaceful. And certainly, I've been to the Republican Guard headquarters sit-in as well, which is, as I say, just up the road. And again, the times I've been there, you know, no one has been looking like they're calling for a fight, and yet this is the second time in 3 or 4 days that we've had shootings there, and obviously this is far more serious than the three dead on Friday.
Have you been at the Republican Guard headquarters this morning?
I haven't, I'm afraid. There were military roadblocks everywhere. It was very hard to get through. In the end, we had to get out and walk miles to even get to this hospital. Yeah. I'll be going there next after I file what I've made here.
Patrick Kingsley, thank you very much.